Welcome to our special Ramadan daily series, where today we delve into the heart of an experience felt by many, but spoken by a few. The topic for today is the paradox of loneliness, seeking solitude and community in Ramadan. This episode is dedicated to those among us who are navigating the waters of singleness, those who've recently experienced the pain of separation or divorce, and individuals who are mourning the loss of a spouse. Together, we explore the complexities of loneliness and the beauty of solitude, finding ways to bridge the gap between these states through faith, through community, and personal growth during the holy month of Ramadan. Loneliness can often feel like a vast emptiness, a void that seems to grow deeper and deeper with each passing moment of isolation. For those who are single, recently separated, or widowed, this sensation might feel all too familiar, especially during Ramadan. The joyous gatherings, the shared iftars, the collective prayers that we do together with family and friends, all can serve as reminders of what once was or what's yet to come. But let's not forget, within the framework of Islam, every condition and emotion we experience is an opportunity for growth and reflection. It's essential to acknowledge too the mood that loneliness can cast over us. This feeling isn't merely about being alone, it's about feeling disconnected, unseen, and unheard. In Ramadan, when the spirit of community is at its peak, this disconnection can feel even more pronounced. But here's where the beautiful paradox of Ramadan shines through. It offers us both solitude and community as avenues for healing and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, while the pain of loneliness is real, there's also a unique joy and freedom in singleness that Ramadan can magnify. This holy month offers you the space to dive deep into your spirituality without any distractions. It's a time for personal reflection in muhasabah, for setting your own pace in worship, and for finding peace in the quiet moments of sahur and iftar that you keep with yourself. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ found profound revelations in solitude when he was all by himself in the cave of Hira. My dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is also about balance. The balance between individual worship and community prayers in a jama'ah, between solitude and togetherness. For those who are single, the act of performing taraweeh alone at home, engaging in personal dua, or reading the Quran can be incredibly fulfilling and a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, joining the community for iftars and taraweeh prayers can remind you that you are part of a larger ummah, a family bound by faith and love. So, to overcome the feelings of loneliness, it's crucial to engage actively with the world around you. This episode was brought to you by Bank Islam Brunei Darussalam, BIBD. Experience banking with your partner in progress, BIBD. Follow them on their social media updates on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. And also visit their website at www.bibd.com.bn for more info. Here are some tips for you to consider. Number one, volunteer. Use your free time to serve others. Whether it's distributing iftar meals or helping at a local mosque or bringing a service that is brought with a smile and a sense of joy, it will give you in return a sense of belonging. There are many mosques I know who would welcome someone like you who's available and who's willing to give back. Number two, connect with the Quran. Let the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be your companion. The Quran has a unique way of speaking to our hearts, offering comfort, condolences, and guidance altogether. This is why the Quran is the greatest miracle of them all. It soothes the heart that needs it the most. Allah says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and it is a cure for the hearts that are in need of it. Number three, reach out. Don't hesitate to invite others for iftar, even if it's a virtual gathering, something that has become somewhat of a common practice ever since COVID-19 happened. Connecting with family, friends, or others in a community can make a significant difference to your mood and to your levels of happiness in this blessed month. I'm sure there's someone out there who's more than happy and willing to be your friend and your companion this month. Number four, set personal goals. Use this time to focus on personal development goals, whether they're related to your career, such as wanting to learn new skills, or your health, such as starting a new workout routine or managing your diet, or spirituality goals, such as ensuring that you donate every day in Ramadan, or that you perform tahajjud in the last 10 nights of Ramadan without missing a day. The fifth and final tip I want to share is for you to simply embrace the nights of Ramadan. So as we know, Laylatul Qadr is something that all Muslims should strive for. It is a night better than 1,000 months, and the clues have been given. It's in the last 10 nights for you and I to search for, and even more so on the odd nights. So what are you waiting for? Use this time that you have all by yourself to plan accordingly, to set the alarm so that you can wake up, and to create the right ambience and environment to get yourself comfortable, to not overeat, to keep things light, so that you can have this special connection with Allah in the last 10 nights, inshallah. So as we wrap up today's episode, I would like to share a dua that embodies the hope and beauty of finding peace in both solitude and community. Let's recite together. O Allah, make me at peace with your decree, joyful in your blessings, and hopeful in your mercy. Grant me companionship that leads me closer to you, and solitude that fills my heart with your presence. Ameen. So, the paradox of loneliness and the search for solitude and community in Ramadan is a journey of finding balance, understanding, and peace within ourselves and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This holy month offers us all a chance to turn inwards and reach outwards, to heal, to grow, and to connect in ways we might never have imagined. As we continue to live through this blessed month and navigate through it, let's remember the power of our faith to transform loneliness into a profound companionship with the Divine Creator. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Thank you for tuning in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.